And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of October, 2014. It was on this day, 1792, that the builders laid the cornerstone for the White House. George Washington selected the site for Washington, D.C., where the Potomac and the Anacostia Rivers come together. Washington was chosen as the place for the capital because southern states distrusted putting power into the hands of the federal government, and so, to ease their opposition, the capital was moved from Philadelphia and New York to the south. Washington was little more than a wilderness at the time, but the house went up. James Hoban was the architect. There was a competition. Thomas Jefferson submitted a plan, but lost. President John Adams and his wife Abigail moved into the house in 1800. It was cold, it was wet, it was drafty, there was no yard, no fence. Abigail hung the family's laundry in the east room. It's the birthday of Margaret Thatcher, born in Grantham, England, 1925, who said, "Being powerful is like being a lady. If you have to tell people you are, you aren't." The novelist and short story writer Conrad Richter, born Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, 1890 on this day. His father, grandfathers, all of his uncles were preachers. He got a job as a newspaper reporter, wrote fiction on the side. And then in the late 1920s, his wife got sick, and doctors suggested a change of climate, so they moved to New Mexico. And Richter got obsessed by the history of the Southwest, traveled around interviewing old men and women, pioneers, looking at diaries and letters. He wrote a book about the Southwest, Early Americana and Other Stories, and then a trilogy about frontier life in Ohio, The Trees, The Fields, The Town, the names of the three volumes. And it's the birthday of Lenny Bruce, the comedian born Leonard Schneider on Long Island, 1925. Got his start in comedy working as an MC in a strip club. Lenny Bruce, who said the role of a comedian is to make the audience laugh at a minimum of once every 15 seconds. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal, "For My Son, Reading Harry Potter." How lovely to be lost as you are now in someone else's thoughts, an imagined world of witchcraft, wizardry, and clans that takes you in so utterly. All the ceaseless background noise of life's insistent pull and drag soon fades, and you are left, a young boy, captured in attention's undivided daze, as I was once when books defined a world no trouble could yet penetrate or others spoil or regret stain, when between covers, under covers, all is safe and sure, and each Odysseus makes it home again, and every transformation is to bird or bush, or to a star, a twinkle in some firmament of light, or to a club that lets you and all others in. Oh, how I wish for you that life may let you turn and turn these pages, in whose spell time is frozen, as is pain and fright and loss, before you're destined to be lost again in that disordered and distressing book your life will write for you and cannot change. A poem of Michael Blumenthal, "For My Son, Reading Harry Potter," from No Hurry Poems 2000-2012, published by Etruscan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.